He's arranged all this. So, it's great to be in Blaisdell once again. We have had a fun trip, an excellent trip, a frustrating trip, a mind-boggling trip, and you're probably wondering how in the world can that all take place. Let me explain. This is going to be like an object type thing. Obviously, I've got some objects up here, and I do not intend to blow the place up. This can has been rinsed, soaped, cleaned, and so it's one of Uncle Don's old paint thinner cans, so I hope you don't mind. So that's the reason why. Now, I've got this object lesson to fit time-wise right with, hopefully it'll all work out. And I did forget one thing. My Bible and notes. We're going to be looking at possibly a couple passages. One of them is in Matthew 11, 28 through 29. And I'd like to preface the scripture with a few comments. Now, most of you know what I do for a living, right? You know I work with teeth, right? Oh, you don't know I'm a dental technician? Oh, Charlie. After all these years, I've known you.
I never told you.
Well, RJ and I are always talking about his teeth and the trouble he has with them and so forth. But I am a dental technician, and what I do is I make teeth for a living. Crowns is what, or caps is what some of you like to refer to them as. And we do have, it's interesting in the dental laboratory, and it is a grind. Thank you. I worked on that one all last night, trying to figure out just how to get that one in there. We do have customers come in, patients come in, and we have to see them from time to time. And one time a gentleman was standing at the counter, and he said, "I'm here to pick up my partial." I said, "Oh, well, looks like it's right here. Your name, sir?" And he told me his name. I said, "Yes, your name's right on the package." And just when he was putting his mouth, now if you don't have a partial denture, you'll have to understand that this is what a person with a partial denture does. They'll put it in their mouth and then they'll clunk down to get it set in place. Is that correct? All you who have partial dentures, you don't have to nod your head, of course, because you don't want people to know. That's why I'm in the business, to make teeth so that people don't realize you have false teeth in your mouth. But anyway, what they'll do is they'll stick it in and then they'll clamp down. Just as he is about to clamp down, I said to him, "Oh, by the way, if that one doesn't fit, we have more in back." And he looked at me like, "Wait a second, whose could I have then?" So, we do have a little fun. Sometimes guys go around the dental lab, and this is more in the past than it is now. And what they have done, now we work with dental instruments, those thin dental instruments that the dentist works with, only we work with, you know, making carving wax and all this other stuff. Well, every now and then you try to pick up your instrument and it won't come to you. Well, some yahoo's gone through the lab and started gluing all the people's instruments down to the table so that they can't retrieve their instruments. And then you have the other guy that comes walking around and he'll throw a firecracker behind you. Now, we are a fun bunch, but it can be a very tedious job because you're working with very minute, very precision things for the mouth. Now, if you know that if you get something underneath your denture, it hurts, right? That just that little thing can hurt. Now, for you that do not have dentures, you don't want them. Okay, so continue brushing your teeth so that you never have to worry about a denture, okay, or a partial denture. So we work with very precise things. We carve things. Now, you see the thickness of this 3x5 card. You fold it in half. We have to wax things by hand, things that are this thin or thinner, if you want to measure them. So that's what we do. It's a very tedious job. One time my brother came up to me. We sit right next to each other. My brother owns the lab, and we have about 30 people that are working there. And he came up to me, and he said, he goes, you know, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd probably be an alcoholic. So intense and so labor intensive and so such a struggle the job can be sometimes. I'm not talking just now, just dental technology. Any job can be like that. Any job can have such intensity to it, such frustration, such demeaningness to it. Even if you're the boss or if you're the worker, it is a major struggle at times. And I'm sure you can all agree to it. You know, what do we do half the time? We think, gee, I'm 30 years old, 35 years old, I'm 40 years old. See, 25 more years to my retirement if I can get one. Because, you know, we get into a job or we're in jobs. We like them. But we'd sure like to be able to retire, too. And you look at that bank account and you're going, I'm going to be here till I'm 85. We'll never make it. So it can be a struggle. And my brother said that. He goes, you know, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd probably be an alcoholic. Because we have situations come up in the dental lab where, you know, you have a customer. People are like this no matter where you come. This is our clientele. We work with doctors and so forth. Anybody, any dentists out there, by the way? Okay. It's a clear crowd. I can say what I want. But anyway, we've got guys. My brother will call them up and say, you know, you haven't made your payment. You know, we need some liquid cash. I got to pay a payroll. And, you know, the doctor will say, well, I should say a customer. Is this being taped? Never mind. Okay. Well, you know, I can't make my payment to you this month. Oh, why not? Well, I've got a boat payment to make, okay? And it's like, well, I've got people I've got to pay. And you've got a boat payment that you're trying to work? Or I've got to add to my IRA. You know, now when you're up in the boss level and you're trying to make a payroll, you know, we got to get the money to do this. That's what I want that to do, so. Don't get alarmed. That's what I need that to do. And so it's like, oh, the pain and the suffering. You've worked with video stuff? Why did you get out of the video stuff? Was it frustrating? That's all I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. See? Fits right in. Sometimes we have the option of leaving a job and going to it, to the other. In Matthew 11, 28-29, we read in a paraphrase. I don't want to paraphrase, okay, because the reason why I'm saying that, I haven't turned to the passage yet. I didn't want any downtime. Matthew 11, 28. I brought my vacation Bible. My vacation Bible is smaller than my regular church-going Bible. 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As Christians, what a comfort that is to read that, to be joined with Jesus, to know that the labor will be easy, be light. Now, it may be difficult at times, but I guess the point that I'm trying to make is as my brother sat there and he said that, it dawned, you know, obviously things dawn on us all the time. It's like, wow, you know, that's such a true statement. If we didn't have the Lord Jesus, and we hit these frustrating and very difficult times, where do you turn? As Christians, we have the option of turning to the Lord Jesus, don't we? We have the option of being able to turn to Him and to rest easy and for Him to take care of ourselves. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you have this whole world that's just bearing down on you and is very willing to crush you as much as it wants to, and if it can. That's why we have a high increase of drug use. That's why we have a high increase of problems and violence in this world. It's because as people are getting crushed, they're going to lash out at something else or do something else to try to take that pain away. But as Christians, we have the option to tap into that indwelling Holy Spirit that we have. The Holy Spirit indwells in us. And so what's it like for us to have this? If we didn't know the Lord, this is what we would look like. A can sitting on a burner. I gotta do this right. I forgot to get work gloves from the bottom, so I'm using, hope the ladies don't mind. Woo! Woo! Look at that. Just popping off there. It's hot. Kids, don't do this at home. I am a trained professional. What? I don't know. I'll leave that there. Switch. Now, there's something going on here that I need to explain to you. You guys probably already know. You probably already seen this. You had some guy last week do this, I bet. But all I did was stick that can in the water. It was a nice can before. Uncle Don, I'm sorry. You were expecting to get your can back. This is what happens. You get crushed. If you don't know the Lord, you're going to get crushed. And the problem is now, a lot of guys that do know the Lord, they're not leaning on the Lord, you can get crushed too. Now the Lord's going to take care of you and want you to be by Him and so forth. He wants you to tap into His godliness. But if you grieve the Spirit, what happens? You get discouraged and you start looking to some other thing besides the Lord. What I'm trying to do is encourage us to continually to walk with the Lord, or we're going to get crushed like this can. Now what had happened was, who knows what took place here with the can? One young fellow down there does, folks. Did you want me to explain it, or do you want to explain it? Go ahead, explain.
Well, when you boil it, when you put it on the burner, the steam takes all the air rises out of it. When you put the cap on, you put it in water, the air wants to get back into it, so it pushes it.
That's right. The atmospheric pressure around us, what happens is that once the air is out of the can and I seal it back up, the atmosphere around us right now is trying to get back inside the can, because what is in there is a vacuum. It's empty. There's nothing in it except the size of water that I had to bowl. But all the air is taken out. And so what happens is, when I cool it back down, the air is just now trying to get back into the can because it's empty. And it crushes the can. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, you have a vacuum inside of you, and all the forces are trying to crush you and bear you down. And that's what's taking place physically or spiritually in the world about us. It's trying to crush us. Satan is like a roaring lion trying to destroy us, right? He's trying to do the same thing. But we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the one that makes life bearable, believable, and lovable, and huggable, all that neat stuff. So I encourage you to continue on with your walk in the Lord. Continue to read. If you're not reading, if you're not studying, having some sort of devotion, it's not mandatory, I know that, but it sure helps when times get tough to be able to lean on Him. Because just like my brother, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd probably be an alcoholic. Why go through it all? Why endure? But with the Lord, He makes it all possible. He makes our strength possible because He strengthens us up. So continue to serve the Lord and continue to live with Him. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, tonight may be the night that you may need to make a decision, because the world is just trying to crush you. The world's it's not your friend. You may think it is, but it's not. And just like that can, do you want to end up like this? And you've seen bitter people. You've seen bitter people in your life. I mean, they're crushed like this can and they don't even know it. I've seen them. They're very bitter. They go through life and they're like that. They're very sour. Shame on us if we're Christians and we're like that, because we have a Lord Jesus Christ that gives us the joy everlasting. It's like we sing about. So, it's about 8:15 and I don't know what the program is, but I'm done. You can come on up now. No one told me how long I was supposed to go. About 15 minutes, right? Well, that's the way it is. That's as far as I'm going. Oh, okay, thanks. Heavenly Father, you're the most gracious God, you're a loving God, and you put up with us. And from the bottom of our hearts, we really appreciate it. We thank you so much for being there when we need you. You're even there when we think we don't need you. And we thank you, Father, for bearing us up during the tough times and being there with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.